Well, howdy, guys. Hey, first of all, I have nothing against this Femon here in the thumbnail. I didn't even know who she was. But it was a headline in the newspaper saying that she's not ready to hang up her bikini. And apparently she was in Baywatch, Hawaii. The thing is this Femon is 57 years of age. And admittedly, she doesn't look too bad for her age. The special thing she had before when she was younger has gone. When a man looks at a Femon, he's looking for youth, good genetics, and a Femon that's fertile. Somebody that can have his baby. He doesn't openly think about it, but that's what the brain is really doing. And you can tell by this picture that this Femon believes she's still got it all. When actually, she really hasn't, and she's hit the wall. But she surrounds herself by people who are saying, "You look so young for 57. And even other Femons will lie to her as well. Now she's had 2 children from different marriages, from what I gather. And that takes toll on the body, doesn't it? And when a man looks at this Femon here and looks at, say, a 21-year-old Femon, it's a completely different vibe. That's not his fault. That's just nature. I think it used to be quite a few years ago, the Femons used to look pretty good at, say, 18 to, say, 30. Very rarely there was some over 30 that still had the glow. But nowadays, the way the Femons' lives are, 26, you're just over. And a lot hit the wall way before that. But they have no idea they've hit the wall, do they? Because their Femon friends won't tell them. They'll lie. And generally males are polite. The best people that I've ever seen that have still kind of got it when they get older is Asian Femons. But the Western Femons, I'm afraid, they don't last. Like I say, I've got nothing against this Femon at all. But she seems just as delusional as all of them. Let's face it, Femons get their gift for free. They don't even have to work at it. Did they really think that nature was going to put that much effort into a person when they're not really fertile anymore? All these Femons who've had babies at a much older age have all been helped by science because it's just not natural. Femons try to ignore facts. It's far better to live in some fantasy land where nothing bad happens and you don't have to take any accountability or responsibility at all. Just mentally do the tests, guys. Mentally in your head, just remove the Femon's top, who say 21, and imagine what would happen. Then do it for a Femon that's 57 years of age. How far down would they drop? Second thoughts, don't do that. You could probably get arrested for it. Maybe that's why when I was a younger man, I was never really attracted to Femons with large breasts. Maybe I imagine later on in years, they'd be on the floor. We all know people, maybe in your family or friends, mutton dressed up as lamb. It's always a Femon, isn't it? Who's naturally got old, as everybody does. But she still dresses and acts like she's 22. Usually the makeup is put on a lot thicker, though. As all us realistic guys know, the wall has never been defeated. And males age like wine and can still give out babies until they die, really. And Femons age like milk. And Femons blame that on males, just like everything else. When in fact, it's just nature, isn't it? Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.